This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
For the Christian, there are two types of peace. Peace with God and the peace of God. In Christ, we're all at peace with God, but that doesn't mean we're enjoying the peace of God. Philippians chapter 4 gives us 5 steps to experience God's supernatural peace. Paul tells us to rejoice in one thing, the Lord. Be satisfied with few things, worry about nothing, pray about everything, be thankful for anything, and the peace of God will guard our hearts and minds. God wants to fill our hearts with peace and our minds with praise, but it's up to us to focus our thinking and get our minds on the good things that come from God. Paul has learned the key to contentment. His disposition is no longer influenced by his lot in life, but by the Lord of life. Lifted up or laid off, bulging pockets or a barren pantry, I can thrive through any situation because Christ has become my strength. Never forget the 2 most important verses in the Bible. Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." But then the complimentary verse, "I can do all things through Christ." The Philippians had been generous to Paul. He considered their financial support a spiritual sacrifice that God would reward. God never promises to cater to our carnal cravings, but he does promise to meet all our needs out of his endless supply.
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at calvarychapelstonemountain.com.